these lawyers that can't find jobs at law school because, you know, 40% of lawyers couldn't find jobs last year that graduated. So they got to find something to do. So they hang a shingle out and they just start suing. I think that's the way it goes. And so we've got Hillel Press, who's going to talk about asset protection today. Hillel, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So lawsuits, does it just continue on the rise?
Next biggest business. In the bad economy, everybody's losing their job. People lucky enough to keep their jobs are making less and less. Why not go to a free attorney on contingency, sue somebody, risk nothing, and if you win, get some tax-free money.
It's a heck of a deal. Now, you know, in Texas, they've got something in front of the Supreme Court right now where they're trying to turn dogs from being property or pets from being property into, like, you know, what's it, if something happens to them and it's someone's fault, now they can sue for larger amounts because it's something special, you know. So
that you have emotional attachment to
or
something.
So, so, you know, so it's hard to protect yourself. You know, and each state is different. The rules change all the time. As you know, in Florida, what assets are protected typically without any sort of extra work on a person's part?
What you're referring to is something called exemptions. And exemptions are just state laws that protect certain classes of assets. And for example, in Florida, homestead, your primary house is protected. Life insurance, annuities, IRAs, 401ks, wages. So Florida is a great place to live if you want to owe somebody money.
Right, but it is. Well, I remember there was a number of guys that got busted from the whole, Ivan Boesky and that gang, and a couple of them went, dumped their money in Florida in a home. You know, each of them bought like $2-3 million homes, and then they changed some rules because now your home can only be worth so much.
Well, actually, your home can be worth an unlimited amount as long as you've been living there for at least 40 months. And what they're trying to do is stop those people from the day before they get sued moving to Florida and buying a $40 million home. So you can own a $100 million home in Florida and it's protected. It's just you have to have lived there at least 3.5 years.
Right, and there's a longer and longer look back now, especially with nursing homes and things like that. And people think, well, I'll just get around it. But once the lawsuit's filed, everything stops at that moment, right? You just start dumping money into certain things. You just can't do that, right?
Yeah, and it's not even once the lawsuit is filed. It's way before that. It's whenever you have even a potential lawsuit. So you might not even have to know you're going to be sued. It might just be that maybe you signed a mortgage and incurred some liability. And what you're referring to is what's called a fraudulent transfer, you know, when people take assets and transfer them onto their name for less than fair market value. And
right.
Most states have a 4-year look back period, but it's a very broad statute and it could certainly be a lot more than 4 years.
Wow. I mean, it's really, things have heated up everywhere with lawsuits. I mean, people are looking for free money. I've called it, we are the jackpot society now. You know, and it doesn't matter whether it's a game show or whether it's reality television or lawsuits. But so what's the best first step for someone that's got some, you know, decent assets that they want protection?
Best thing you can do is educate yourself. Just know that it exists and that you can protect yourself. You know, people spend their entire life making money. One lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall on their property can take it all away. I tell my clients that for every 60 minutes they spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. And what I'd like to do is, if any of your listeners go to my website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. As long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free copy of our latest best-selling book.
Very nice. Very nice. So how does someone own nothing but control everything?
You know, the key is not to own everything. I mean, really, we don't own anything. We just have long-term leases because you certainly can't take your property with you when you pass away, although
right.
I know some have tried. you know, put your assets in protective entities. You know, instead of owning your checking, savings, stocks, bonds, CDs, money, markets, brokerage accounts, you know, boats, planes, businesses, put them in corporations, put them in trusts, put them in limited partnerships, put them in LLCs. There's dozens of protective entities out there that can still let you enjoy the benefit of your assets while not owning them. God forbid you're sued, now no one can take anything.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. So you put it in a corporation, but you own the corporation. Can they come, then someone go after the corporation or the stock that you own in the corporation?
Great question. That's probably the biggest misconception we see, even with our clients who have huge, huge businesses. If you own shares in an S-corp or a C-corp, then the creditor can take the shares in the S-corp or the C-corp because those are an asset. Those have value. So if you're going to own an S-corp or a C-corp, if it's a C-corp, you want your shares owned by a domestic asset protection limited partnership. That way you don't personally own the shares. And if it's an S-corp, you certainly don't want to own the shares. You know, you might want the shares owned what's called tenants by entirety or by some special trust. But a lot of times there's other entities out there better than the corporation just for that reason. So you might want to investigate the LLC or limited partnership.
Very interesting. Well, stay with us. We've got more from Hillel Presser. You can find him at assetprotectionattorneys.com. Mention us and you'll get a free book. He is the author of Financial Self-Defense. All right, more coming up right here, Health, Wealth, and Wisdom. It's Evan and Deb. Right now to Hillel Presser, author of Financial Self-Defense, which you can find at assetprotectionattorneys.com. If you're looking to protect your assets or you want to know what's the right things to do, especially in our litigious society these days, this is a book you really want to get. So now, as people protect everything, Deb, you had a question.
I do. I was wondering, with the homeowners and umbrella policies and all those kinds of insurance out there, what part do they play into protecting your assets?
You know, I don't sell insurance, but I think insurance is great, and I tell my clients to buy as much as they can because it's cheap and it helps them sleep at night. But with that being said, understand that insurance is just a supplemental. You know, you drive down the highway and all the big buildings have the insurance company's names on them. They don't get that way from paying all the claims. I think about 70% of claims are not paid. You know, your insurance may be inadequate, and, you know, your insurance company might go bankrupt. Who knows these days? I tell my clients buy insurance, but also put together an asset protection plan. The more layers, the better. The more firewalls, the better. You know, I refer to it as the belt and suspenders approach.
Okay. And so people automatically think, well, I've got umbrella insurance. I've got this insurance. I've got $1 million worth of insurance. Are they fooled by that sometimes?
100%. And again, you know, I think people should buy insurance. But let me tell you something my father told me as I was growing up. The big print giveth, the small print taketh away. Anybody with an insurance policy knows they have about a half a page of what's covered and about 75 pages of exclusions.
Yeah, the insurance company's pretty good that way, aren't they?
They do okay.
Funny group, but so then what's the best way that, you know, now they think, okay, if I just go to an attorney, he'll take care of all this for me. You know, not a lot of attorneys understand the whole process, do they?
Asset protection is a very special niche. You know, there might be thousands of attorneys in every city who do criminal defense or thousands of attorneys in every city who do personal injury, but, you know, there might only be 20, 30, you know, asset protection attorneys in the country that really know what they're doing. So don't go to an estate planning attorney. Don't go to a trust attorney. You need to actually seek out an asset protection attorney.
And so, you know, so if they get the book, it'll give them a really good background and what to understand, and then that will help them find the right kind of attorney in their area, or is it something that they can work with even someone like you that's not in state?
Yeah, I mean, we handle clients nationwide, but really it's whatever the client wants. I mean, whatever they feel more comfortable. You know, if they don't have a comfort level working with someone, you know, outside of their state, you know, certainly they should find someone in their state, but we're always happy to help anybody.
Right, right. And this could, I mean, for people that are looking at bankruptcy, I mean, having this sort of, what would you say, like, you know, protection, this might give them other options as well.
Great point. You know, probably out of every 100 people that walk into my office and mention bankruptcy, only one of them need bankruptcy. The other 99 just need a very solid asset protection plan.
I like it. Well, I've read some of the book, and it's very interesting. It's assetprotectionattorneys.com is the website. Definitely check it out. It's Hillel Presser. He's written the book, Financial Self-Defense. You definitely want to get this. If you've got some assets you want to protect, you just never know when someone walks up and your dog bites them, and all of a sudden, you're losing everything. Because, Hillel, you said it on another show, right? That just, you send them the whole trust at that point. You send them the document and say, have at it. Sue me for all you can, right?
Hey, they might beat you, but they can't collect.
I like it. All right. Well, Hillel, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Have a great weekend.
Likewise.
All right.